This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 Wednesday, 6th of July. And of course, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wong Xiao Ning together with Shazana Mokhtar. And in about 30 minutes, as usual, we've got the breakfast grill, and the hot seat this morning is an interesting company. It's Apple Vacations. Maybe some of y'all have even taken tours by them. They're actually one of the largest in Malaysia, and I'm going to be speaking to Dato' Sri Koh Yok Heng. He's the co-founder and group managing director. So, as we all know, after 2 years, international borders has started to reopen, but are guided tour groups still the preferred way to travel? How soon can they return to profitability? And has travel changed completely in this post-pandemic world?
I'll be curious to hear what insights he has to share about just the, I guess, the demand for travel at the moment, yeah, and how he sees that play out, especially with the recession in looming ahead of us. I guess, what's his outlook for travel moving forward?
Yeah, especially Apple Vacations. Let's just say, I'm going to say, I did some digging, of course, in preparation for the breakfast grill. And if you ever wanted to go to the Antarctica, they are the ones, but it costs $160,000. So
wow.
There is a wide range of tours out there. But now we turn our attention to property prices in Singapore, also a place where everything is extremely expensive. And in the second quarter, resale HDB flats prices increased 2.6% compared to 2.4% in the first quarter, while prices for private residential properties rose 3.2%, which is an almost 5 times increase of the 0.7% inflation rate in that previous quarter. Bloomberg also reported that expats tried to renew their leases were faced with rental increases of between 20 to 40%.
Now, if you recall back in December last year, the Singapore government introduced a series of measures in an attempt to cool property prices, including a higher stamp duty for second and subsequent buyers, lower HDB loan limits, as well as tighter total debt servicing ratio thresholds. However, property purchases appear to be unfazed by these measures, as the city-state is witnessing more property transactions surpassing the $1 million price. In the second quarter this year, there were 165 transactions that crossed the $1 million mark, and this is 60% of last year's number of $1 million flat transactions. We're only in the second quarter of the year and already 60% of last year's measure.
Exactly. So will the government continue to roll out new policies in an effort to cool down prices? And can the property market actually survive this impending recession? For some answers, we speak to Alan Cheong, Executive Director of Savills Singapore. Good morning, Alan. Now, what we do know, like we say, rental prices for private property to expats are rising on an average of between 20 to 40%, while private property values have climbed 3.2% in the first 3 months ending June this year. What's contributing to this sharp rise in home prices and also in rentals?
For rents, I think it's a combination of a couple of factors, and these factors came together to create this storm. Because number one, during the COVID period, Singaporeans who returned from overseas and then they wanted to take back possession of their properties that they leased out, so that reduced the stock of rentable properties. Then the second factor is that Singaporeans who have been living here but have a second property leased out for rental income decided to take back possession of the properties because they need to work from home and there's no privacy in where they were living because they were then in a multi-generational home. So they took back possession of their investment property, and that again contributed to a further decline in the rentable stock. Thirdly, we have millennials here who rather, because of the work from home practice, would rather have a case of rent moving out from their parents and renting or sharing premises with their peers. So that's the third demand. And finally, we also have a case where for the upper end, of late, there have been a case of some C-suite employees from Hong Kong moving over to squat it out because of the pandemic. So everything came together to cause this rental spike.
What types of properties are witnessing a boom? Could you elaborate? Is it only in the private property market that's seeing this?
Generally, it's been an increase across the board from public housing rents to private apartments, because public housing rents went up partly from the squeeze from both ends. One is that the private apartments are becoming expensive, so there's a downward move. And secondly, because of the border closure, a lot of the Malaysian workers could not go back to Johor to stay during the night. And so they rented in Singapore. Then in the private side, it's the four factors that I told you about. And also the case where there was a lot of other contributing factors that Singapore foreigners who did not want to return to their home country because of the pandemic decided to stay on in Singapore, even though they had no jobs, but they still were riding out their period of the permanent residency status.
But in December last year, the government actually implemented several measures to cool off the property market by raising additional stamp duty and even tightening the HDB loan limit. Have these measures actually worked?
It's hard to say whether the measures have worked or not, because all this while prior to the December recalibration of the measures, they were already set at pretty high levels. Like for Singaporeans buying their second property, they had to pay 12% ABSD. And for foreigners buying into Singapore, they had to pay 20% ABSD. These were quite high hurdles, which actually had dissuaded already many people from buying a second home. So this time around, when they raised it, frankly speaking, it's hard to see how effective it was. So these measures, right, the recalibration of the measures in December is really something that is moot, whether it has effect or not effect, because there's no experiment. You cannot conduct an experiment to say that if it had not been for this, prices would have gone even further.
How do you see this affecting demand from expats? Is this going to cram them out and hence deter Singapore from being a financial hub in the region?
The demand for expats housing is both a function of today, partly from the Hong Kong push factor. But the Hong Kong push factor is, I think, greatly exaggerated by certain quarters. It hogs the limelight. Sounds very intuitive, but it's not really the contributing factor. Now, the expats coming to Singapore, I think if this thing carries on into the long run, a medium term to long run, yes, it will impact the attractiveness of this place. But again, when we look at the overall situation, the contributing factors leading to this rental spike are many. And, you know, if all these contributing factors leading to tightness in supply, rentable stock, spiking rents, all strike midnight at the same time, then you have a big pumpkin, right, that's going to be, that's suddenly going to materialize. But in what's happening now in the market is that in the G7 economies, they are going into recession. And also the recent tech and crypto collapse has probably lifted off a little bit of the pressure from the demand side. So things may just actually smoothen out in the medium term. So we basically will probably dodge the bullet in the medium term because of the dynamicism of the situation.
Then do you foresee the government rolling out new cooling policy measures for the property market? I mean, what else can they do?
To me, the property market is functioning quite healthily. Price increases even of 3.2% quarter on quarter in the second quarter this year is actually in line with expectations because there is inflation in the system. And this inflation is caused by land bid prices being elevated last year, and also construction costs going up 25 to 33% since the start of the pandemic. Now, when these costs are passed through to the consumers or the buyers, you will have elevated prices. So if they were to jump on it, then it will be very strange is that they are clamping down on profit margins of the developers rather than for the sake of that dampening asset prices. I would think from a business perspective, that's not an ideal situation to be in. So I don't believe in any more cooling measures.
The World Bank has warned that most countries should begin to prepare for a recession. Do you see this impacting Singapore property prices?
The same thing happened in 2008 during the global financial crisis when there was a recession and a crisis. But Singapore again dodged that bullet because Singapore back then had an increase in foreign headcount coming in, and the shortness of supply of properties here caused the situation, the real estate economy to overcome recessionary pressures. So this time around, there's already a tightness in the residential market, and that is able to probably offset these recessionary pressures. And the office market will be such that there's no new stock coming into the market, at least for the next 4 or 5 months. And any new stock coming in will be marginal, fairly little. So things are going to be quite stable because of a tightness in supply. So this tightness in supply is like one is cocooned in a spaceship, and even you fly close to the sun, you are still probably in a very habitable environment.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Alan Cheong, Executive Director of Surveil Singapore, saying that in no way is it going to be like Icarus. It won't come crashing down, even though you fly very near the sun.
Nice cocoon of a spaceship. Indeed, indeed. I have to love the analogies.
Yeah, but I wonder whether the real trigger in terms of a cooling off of the property market will actually be the rising cost of borrowing, because we have seen Singapore banks raise home loan rates. DBS did so. So they've raised rates for their 2-year fixed rate package by 0.3% to 2.75%. So I wonder whether that in itself will cause a bit of a slowdown in the property market.
That's something to watch for sure, because the current situation, it's pretty crazy. I mean, looking at reports coming out of Bloomberg on this, they've reported just how people are buying or renting out property sight unseen. You're basing it off on pictures on the internet because you can't wait. There's just too much demand for it, and properties will just go off the market like that if you don't snap the chance at taking one.
Yeah, so buyers are buying because they know they can get better yields. And then I guess people who need to rent, they're desperate. So like you say, they just buy off a picture, which has also led to a rise of scams in Singapore. Looks like scams are everywhere in this world. But up next, we'll be discussing whether trade union reps should be part of board of directors. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.